الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصوم، إلى آخر الآية. وعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى سبعين فريضة فيما سواه، وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه الجنة، وشهر المواساة، وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن فيه، من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإتق رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس كلنا يجد ما يفطر الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يعطي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو مضغة لبن، وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار، من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وأعتقه من النار، واستكثروا فيه من أربع خصال: خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم، وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما، فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله، وتستغفرونه، وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألوا الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار، ومن سقى صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the holy month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the holy Quran. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. And this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whoever sight the moon or get the information about the moon, then he should start fasting. Now, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith that in the last day of Sha'ban, just before the Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered the all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the masjid and deliver a very, very special sermon, khutbah, advising them manifesto of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala reports that on the day, on the last day of Sha'ban, which is today, coincidentally, today is the last day of Sha'ban, inshallah. And this is the sunnah that I just read this. This why I read this whole hadith, because this is the words of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago. in the last day of Shaaban has been mentioned in front of the Sahaba in Ummah. So it's opportunity for me to just inculcate and implement the same words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the close meaning of this hadith is that Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports it on the last day of Shaaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us and he said, "O people, there comes over you now a great month, a most blessed month in which lies a night more greater in virtue than the 1,000 months. Now look at, in this hadith, one of the point Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention that Laylatul Qadr is in month of Ramadan, but he did not specify 27th of Ramadan. As normally, generally, people just celebrate one night in Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr is 27th, and rest of the month they don't pay attention. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just mentioned during this month there is one night, but which night is hidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it for the reason. So every night of Ramadan, there is the possibility that it can be Laylatul Qadr. But we only focus on 27. And rest of the nights we just ignore and snores. This should not happen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a great night. The virtue of it is the virtue of 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting compulsory by day. So no one can fast at night. Don't take chance. Fasting is only during the day. Otherwise you can fast whole year. So during the day, fasting is compulsory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has made sunnah, the Taraweeh, by night. Now through this hadith, it is approved that Taraweeh is not from time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as people say he made 20 rakat and it was not in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him, is not from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. This Taraweeh prayers, the order and command of Taraweeh prayer during the month of Ramadan is direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have that importance, we just ignore it and neglect, oh, this is just the sunnah, I pray at rakat, it's okay. Rasulullah never prayed it, why should I? That is the lame excuses, my brothers and sisters. And shaitan is already changed before the first of Ramadan. So there is no way you can blame shaitan for this regard. We have to take this blame on ourselves. If I'm missing my Taraweeh, it's my fault. It's not shaitan's fault. I cannot blame shaitan. Shaitan is not there. Iblis is not there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala has made sunnah the Taraweeh by night. And that is why in one of the hadiths, it's very famous that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for 3 nights and he led the Taraweeh prayer. 4th night, people were waiting. Purposely, intentionally, Rasulullah did not come out. Then further time he came, so Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu was very curious. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, we were waiting whole night. We were even coughing to make you aware that we are here. Please come out." And you did not come out. Whole night we are here sitting in the masjid waiting for Taraweeh. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a very solid reason for that. Because Sharia was still, you know, coming down. He said, if I would continue leading you this rakat, the Taraweeh, Allah would make it compulsory upon you people. Then it will be hard for my ummah. Meaning, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu is the best of the ummah, khairul quruni karni. They would do it willingly, right? With enthusiasm and everything. But later on, like 1500 years, 2000 years later, the ummah, the iman of the ummah will not that strong. And they're going to lose it. They're going to miss it. Then that will be a problem because they're going to miss one for us. That's why I did not come out on 4th day. So it remained as a sunnah. But so the importance, it doesn't mean that it is sunnah, so we should neglect it and go after it rakat. Rasulullah said, whosoever intends drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing any virtuous deed, For such a person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farad in any other time. You know, in this month, because that is why it is called Ramadan Mubarak, Shahrul Mubarak, Mubarak, blessings. Opens up so many doors of blessing during this month of Ramadan. So one of the blessing is especially exclusively in this month of Ramadan, that any nafal act performed by any believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward equivalent to the faraz. But there are categories of the thawab: faraz, wajib, sunnah, mustahab, mandub, etc. Right? So one nafal act will be raised all the way to the faraz. So Allah Rasulullah said, any nafal act performed during this holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward as faraz act. And whoever performs a farad act shall be blessed with the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. So 70 faraid, one farad salat, fajr salat, 70 times fajr. One maghrib salat, 70 times maghrib salat. So reward will be increased for every farad act up till the 70 times. And then Rasulullah said, this is the month of patience, sabr, because person is hungry, thirsty, he get angry very quick. So we have to control ourselves during the month of Ramadan, and the reward for the patient, true patient, is the Jannah, paradise. And it is the month of sympathy with one's fellow Muslim. We are cooking so many dishes for iftar. Let's share a couple of dishes to the poor families in our locality, or wherever you see if your person is not that well off, we should send the iftar to him every day. It is a month wherein the true believer's risk is increased. Whosoever feeds another who fasted in order to break the fast, for the feeder there shall be a forgiveness of sins in emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And for such a feeder shall be the same reward as the one who fasted, and his reward will not be decreased. So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu said, such a great reward that we just break someone's fast and you get the same reward of the fasting person. So they were amazed. But majority of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were poor. So they thought, they said, thereupon we said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not all of us possess the means to whereby we can give a fasting person a break his fast. They thought the reward only can be gained if you feed a person full stomach. The fasting person break his fast and fill his stomach. Then only you get the reward. That was the misconception of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. And they say, Ya Rasulullah, barely we have some food for ourselves and our children, where we are going to give to someone else and feed him and break his fast. It is impossible financially for us. So we are going to deprive from this such a great reward. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, Rasulullah replied, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the same reward to a one who gives the fasting person to break the fast a mere date, one date. Everybody can afford it. Or a drink of water. He doesn't even have dates,